For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Few people understand the spirit and history of Memphis music better than Don Nix. He started his career as a Memphis musician around the time Elvis made it big. He played for Stax Records, and later he became a producer. Don Nix's new memoir is called Memphis Man, Living High, Laying Low. He joins us today. Great to have you, Don.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Don, your book is a kind of warts and all look at the lifestyle of a big league musician. But are the warts really what make the music?
Anybody can make good music if they love it enough. You know, you don't have to be talented. I proved that. But it helps to love it. You not only love the music, but the lifestyle.
Now, you started out in the Marquise, and that was one of Stax Records' first bands. It's interesting to me that in 1959-1960, Elvis is the idol of so many young musicians in Memphis, but it's not his style of music that you guys were interested in playing.
In the early 50s, when I was 12, 13, 14, I got interested in rhythm and blues from listening to Dewey Phillips on WHBQ in Memphis.
The hottest thing in the country, real hot and blue, coming to you through WHBQ in Memphis, Tennessee, and it's Friday night, tomorrow's payday and birthday. That's a good deal.
And he played records that we didn't know existed because they were called race records. And he was the only white DJ in Memphis that played race records.
That old John Carroll, I didn't like it about a half.
That was our kind of music, the R&B. We wanted to be Willie Mitchell. Willie Mitchell was our favorite band, and that's who we emulated. You know, it's who we wanted to be, sound like, you know, with the horns. And I think that's what set us apart from the early rock and roll in Memphis. Everybody was playing Elvis, Carl Perkins, two guitars, bass, and drums. And we had three horns and four-piece rhythm and a vocalist.
You share several stories about touring through the South with the Marquise and your hit song Last Night.
There were no pictures of us, so everybody thought we were black. So we were booked into clubs that were all black clubs, had never seen a white band play there. We were the first white band to play the Regal Theater in Chicago. And when the curtains opened for us, I heard a lady say, "Oh Lord, white boys." And we were only 18, 19 years old. It never dawned on us that anybody wouldn't like us.
You became close friends with the now legendary Memphis blues man, Furry Lewis. How did that relationship affect your life and your music?
When I met Furry, it was not so much his music, although it was. It was his attitude toward it. It was the same as mine. It was the most important thing in his life.
There's the quintessentially rock and roll moment in your book. It's New Year's Eve. It's a cold night. You borrow a cape and you jump off a hotel balcony into a freezing pool.
I'm kind of hoping you'd kind of skip over that, but I was noted to be kind of nuts, and I guess I still am.
You call this the beginning of your vacant years.
I kind of strayed there for a while. No responsibility, not looking for any responsibility, not knowing what you're going to do, not knowing how you're going to make a living, sleeping on people's couches.
Isn't that the kind of thing that inspires music? I'm thinking of your song, Going Down.
You're bringing up some embarrassing highlights of my life.
It's become a blues standard.
Across from Overton Park, Parkview Hotel was there. I lived above a beauty supply store and a photography supply store. And when I wrote that song or made it up, I was sitting in the window, this big window with my foot propped up, and I set my guitar down and kind of thought and fell asleep and fell out the window. And they had gotten a delivery in that day, both the beauty supply shop and the photography supply shop, and I landed in the boxes. The rest is almost rock and roll history.
That story sounds almost too good to be true. You actually fell out of a window.
Well, yeah. Oh, I fell out a lot of windows.
When you started producing records and writing music, your friend Leon Russell gave you some advice. He said, go in there and act like you know what you're doing, whether you do or not.
That's the best advice I've ever had from anyone. I never wanted to cut albums for the masses. I never thought any record I produced or wrote would be a hit. I just wanted to get to that place that I hear in my head. And that was it.
Don Nix, what's one of your own favorite albums or songs?
Do you have the Hobos and Heroes album, the Stax album? Anything off that. Rainy Night in Paris is one of my favorites.
It's a rainy night in Paris, and I'm not feeling free. And I'm not sure that Memphis is where I want to be.
Don Nix is a music producer and now the author of Memphis Man, Living High, Laying Low. He'll be signing copies of his book tonight at the Stax Museum at 6 o'clock. Don Nix, thank you so much.
Am I done?
I think I can let you go.
I thank you, Christopher, for having me.